You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, are we ready to dive into bracketology, ladies and gents?
Oh, yeah, the sports villains.
Yeah, the sports villains. I got the first four matchups up. Now, these are the day one's going to be a little boring, so I'm just going to lay that out for you right now because we got some lopsided matchups going on. By the way, you have about 1 hour left to go vote on all of these at Dirt and Sprague, at 1080 The Fan. I put a time limit on the poll questions, so they'll be wrapped up before the end of the show. So we'll let you know by the end of the show who's winning and who's moving on. You can also text your vote in, and we'll tabulate them together. 55305 is the fan text line. I'll just run off through them. I mean, we know the favorite. Are probably all going to win. First matchup, number one, Ivan Drago from Rocky IV and Judge Smales from Caddyshack.
You know how I feel about Judge Smales. Look, he's a hateable character. He's completely a D-bag. I don't find Caddyshack the kind of movie where the villain is big enough for me to hate him even remotely on the level of Ivan Drago. I have to vote Ivan Drago. He killed Apollo Creed.
He did.
He almost got to Rocky. And
now, let me ask this, though, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to try. I'm with you. I'm voting Drago. But we have one of our P1s that tried to come up with an argument for Judge Smales, and I think it's kind of a solid one.
I need an argument, so okay. Go ahead.
Here is his argument. He tweeted this to us, P1 Kyle did. I voted for the judge because Ivan was a Soviet puppet soldier to spread false hope.
Yeah, he's a propaganda machine.
So he wasn't technically the villain. Russia was the villain. He was just a weapon of the villain. And at the end of the fight, when he loses to Rocky, doesn't he like throw some guy out of the ring or something? Doesn't he punch like a Soviet official? Doesn't that happen at the end of the movie?
Ivan Drago?
Ivan basically snaps out of it.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Screw you.
I'm not your machine anymore.
Right, but...
So that's the argument, is he actually the villain? Whereas Judge Smales, clearly, his strings are not being pulled by anyone.
That's a good argument. My counter to the argument would be, while the end, it seems like Ivan snaps out of it, Ivan is not snapping out of it in the beginning, the middle, and almost the entire movie.
And when he kills one of the main characters of the whole series.
He kills one of my favorite characters Rocky series. Yeah. He may not be it. It may be Russia, but he's representing Russia. Okay. He is the machine. Okay. So he's kind of the face of Russia.
Okay. By the way, he was in Creed 2, right? I haven't seen either of the Creed movies.
His son was. He might be in it too. I haven't seen the second Creed yet either, and I hate to admit that because I loved the first Creed movie.
Because that was like the theme of Creed too, wasn't it? Yeah. This guy killed your dad, and he's going to go like fight his son kind of thing, a revenge. Okay. Anyways, go vote on that one. Are we all on Ivan Drago?
No, I was on the Judge Smales.
Okay.
You hated Judge Smales more than Ivan Drago?
Yes.
You want a Fresca? I mean, he's a hateable character.
I get
hateable.
It.
Yeah, there's nobody more condescending, more pretentious.
The hoity-toity country
very
club.
Hoity-toity.
Asking
old
Porterhouse to buff his shoes.
Want to come over and mow my lawn?
I'm with
a man who was christening his sloop the Flying Wasp.
We're waiting.
He does some very hateable things with his face and his tone.
A man worthwhile. All right, we got one vote for Judge Smales. I like that.
Remember, he sentenced people younger than Danny to the to the electric chair.
I do remember that.
Come on. It's pretty awful character.
It's hard to get behind a villain in a comedic movie.
Let's go to the next one because you have two comedic movies.
I appreciate the votes to make it interesting.
And you can vote 55305 or go vote on Twitter. Ivan Drago, Judge Smales. There's your first one. Rocky IV and Caddyshack.
It's even a douchey last name. Schmales.
All right, next one. 2 vs. 15 matchup. Again, like all of the favorites are likely going to win. This one is actually the widest margin, I think, so far. Yeah, about the widest margin so far. Shooter McGavin, of course, from Happy Gilmore, in the Van Voldenberg siblings from Blades of Glory.
Well, I think you're overlooking the twins here.
I'm grouping them together, too. They're getting two for the price of one. It's not just the brother or the sister. You get them both.
I'm with you. Now,
package deal.
I realize I just said comedic villains are hard to hate more than... Well, this is kind of a matchup of two comedic villains. But to Swag's point, what you may not remember about those twins from Blades of Glory, they had their parents killed. They had their parents killed.
They did.
They manipulated mentally their little sister. They basically prostituted her out. They're cheaters. And they're also brother and sister who seem to have some kind of romantic affair going on. And that makes it even stranger. They should make this a lot closer than what the margin is. But yeah, I hated
Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin. Yeah.
Shooter McGavin.
He was going to pee on the ashes of the house that his grandfather built.
Yeah, he was.
He took a hit out on Happy.
Yes, he did.
He hired a guy to run him over with a car.
You jackass.
you jackass.
Hey, you want to go to Sizzler?
Yeah. What are you doing later, Shooter? You want to go to Sizzler? And then also in the Happy Place, when he corrupts his Happy Place.
Yeah.
And he's got like the kiss tongue and he's sticking it down the grandma's throat.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
By the way, big fan of the naughty Happy Place versus the real Happy Place.
Totally.
You know?
What was that? What's her name? She's in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she had work done? Because I've watched that movie.
Well, she for sure did. I mean, she's in Hollywood, and that was like 20 years ago.
She looks like such a different person to me.
Yeah. She's a smoke show then
and
now.
She was in Ed, too.
Yep.
She was in Ed. That's right.
Yeah, she's been hot her entire career.
Yeah, she's been hot for a long time. Okay, so all three of us on Shooter. Again, you can vote at Turton Sprague, at 1080 The Fan. You got about an hour left. Text him in as well, 55305. Next one up. This one's the closest one.
Okay.
So far.
What's this matchup? It'd be the...
This is 3 versus 14. So we went serious comedy football coaches... Bud Kilmer from Varsity Blues versus Kevin O'Shea from Little Giants. Can you make an argument for Kevin O'Shea, or are we all on Bud Kilmer?
I'm on Bud Kilmer.
Bud Kilmer, yeah. I'm with Swag, but yeah, I could easily make an argument for Kevin O'Shea.
I mean, he's got Spike on his team.
The dude was good in college, becomes the obvious douche who didn't quite make it in the NFL and thinks he runs a little town now. He put his name on the water tower, doesn't care about his family.
He did.
He doesn't really recognize his brother as a real human being or equal.
He could never beat him in the race. He always races him and beats him.
Always beats him. He treats his daughter like a sex object, doesn't allow her to get into sports, really. Treats his niece like a sex object, denies her in football. And oh, by the way, he dashes the dreams of about 40 kids and says they're not good enough to play peewee freaking football.
How awesome are those cowboy uniforms, though?
Well, I hate to admit it because I did not like the Cowboys, but that's pretty.
That's a clean look.
Those were always my favorite ones.
That's a clean look.
The blue
right
on
there.
The shoulder pad with the white combination, those are clean-ass uniforms.
Yeah, of course, you got to be. If you're the evil empire, you got to be the Cowboys, too.
Yeah.
He's the coach of the Cowboys.
And by the way, he's such a self-absorbed narcissist. He gets out-coached by his little brother who didn't play football because his brother denied him that.
Yeah, and nerds on a computer who design plays with robots.
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
Exactly. I think it's good to talk about the losing side sometimes because Bud Kilmer is clearly going to advance and move on here. But Kevin O'Shea, he needed his moment in the sun.
He tried to kill, what was the guy's name, Billy Ray? What was the fat kid? He kept getting concussions, and he's like, suck it up, you baby.
Billy Ray.
Was his name Billy? No,
and then
it
the
Billy
running
Ray.
Back, I believe, doesn't he shoot the running back up with, like, steroids?
Tordal. Basically, he gives him Tordal to numb his knee pain.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Billy Bob?
Billy Bob. That's who it is, Billy Bob. So go vote on that one. After Spray got 1080 The Fan or 55305, Bud Kilmer versus Kevin O'Shea. That is our 3 versus 14 matchup. And then this one also lopsided. I told you, first matchups are going to be bad. Tomorrow it'll heat up, and then as the rounds go on, they'll get a little bit better. You got to get some of the riffraff out of here. Number 4, White Goodman, of course, from Dodgeball, Ben Stiller's character, versus number 13, Jack Parkman from Major League 2. This one's 85-14 so far. Is Parkman getting a bad sell job here?
I happened to come across Dodgeball over the last couple of days. And yeah, come on.
It's White Goodman. Makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
I love the number of people that tweeted us the gif of him coming out doing the shh. It's like the smoke, spraying around.
Dude, my
the team.
Favorite is the sexual overtones of him and the taller bodyguard type guy where he's always like, Michelle, he's rubbing his shoulder. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, my buddies call my fiance Michelle because of that movie, because of White Goodman. It's Michelle, man. Come on.
So you're the White Goodman in the relationship?
I'm the White Goodman in that relationship. And then him fat at the end is such a great scene.
Yeah.
After he's eaten all of his weight.
You got
back.
The inflatable padded shorts there.
Yeah, because White Goodman is a double dip for me. White Goodman is this, I mean, he's a slightly more douchey, but he's the same character from Heavyweight.
Tony Perkins.
So
I wanted to include Tony Perkins in this, but it's not a sports movie.
Right.
Technically.
But it's like a combination of characters for me.
He plays a great bad guy. He really does.
He's really good at it.
So White Goodman running away with it. Jack Parkman, though, was a pretty awful character, starting with Cleveland, and then he gets dealt. Where does he go? The White Sox,
White
right?
White Sox.
Ends up with Chicago.
Does that horrible little shimmy shake when he gets into the box.
Wearing the big Oakley sunglasses. So go vote on that one. White Goodman, Jack Parkman, at Dirt and Sprague, at 1080 The Fan, or 55305. That is round one bracketology. We will have four more matchups in round one. We'll wrap it up and then head you into next week for the Elite Eight, since, the Elite Eight would have been played this weekend, right? God, that's sad to think about.
Why'd you do that to
us? Sorry. So tomorrow's matchups, you can go vote on those. Tomorrow's matchups, let's see. We're going to have Big Earn versus Birdie from above the rim. We're going to have Clubber Lang versus Swack Hammer, John Kreese versus Johnny Lawrence, and then a hockey matchup of Wolf the Dentist Stanson versus Ogie Oglethorpe. But go vote on those matchups. We'll announce the winners in the final segment of the show.
Do you think we made a mistake, possibly, because we used to do this on the night show?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we tie audio clips. Should we pull audio clips?
We can do that for the Elite Eight. We can get them over the weekend. Yeah, right. Find some good clips from them and play them and make people reminisce about how awful all these characters are.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.